The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, good afternoon and happy Thursday to you, and what a beautiful day we have. My goodness, it's sunny. The dandelions are already up in my yard. We're having all sorts of fun. I've even mowed the lawn one time this year already. So my name is David Keyes. I'm happy to be your host today again on this beautiful day. And I've got Tag back this week too. Tag, how you feeling?
Feeling better. Feeling as good as I can, you know? Yeah.
So tell us what happened.
It was septum surgery is what they call. Septoplasty is what they call it. So they basically break the inside of your nose, recorrect it, put splints in there, stitch it all up and everything. So not fun, but it definitely helps with breathing.
I'm going to guess that's not the first time you've been punched in the nose, though.
No. Yeah, it wasn't from a punch either that broke it. But yeah, no, it. Yeah, the punch probably felt better than this surgery.
Well, you know, that's good to have that surgery. You know, you'll be
100%.
Even a better movie star looking guy.
Wow, so, there we go. I like that.
We hope so. Absolutely. Not many people get that kind of surgery done for radio, but you know, you're
especially when their face isn't seen, you know?
Well, I'm glad to have you back, my friend.
Thank you, truly am.
And we've got a great show today, too. We have Lisa Bond coming in from Sassy. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And she'll be probably wearing a great summer-type hat, I'm going to guess on that. And we have Leilani and guest coming from DSBA. And the last guest today will be Steve Corridori from Six Star Automotive. And Six Star, if you don't know, is kind of like the place to go for especially Toyota, those type of smaller cars for sure. But they do it all, Subaru stuff, all sorts of cool stuff. So here we are, and looking forward to a great show and on a great day. I was just reminding myself that we are almost in summer for all measure. We truly are. You start, even in the morning, it's kind of cold. But by now, this is what, you know, you call the, three different shirt days. Like I have a sweater to begin with or a jacket. Then I go down to a shirt, now I go down to a t-shirt, and like the day just kind of evolved. But then I always forget to take my things home from work. So I come there the next day, and I've got a coat and a jacket and everything else sitting there waiting for about the next 4 days, and it just keeps building up. I'm getting that figured out, though, for sure. So, but along with summer comes an event that I just personally love, and I want to share it with you, and it's called CHAFE. And Cycle Hard for Education. You've probably heard of it. I hope you have. If you haven't, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. This year is the 17th annual CHAFE ride. That's on June 14th. The reason I'm mentioning it now is there's still time to register. And in fact, maybe for Tag too, now's your time you still get in shape. I mean, there's six routes, everything from 150 miles, which we'll call that the Tag route, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
down to some fun, a family fun ride, which is hardly any miles, but it's a blast. And they've got different 25, 35. They've got a gravel ride, all sorts of cool stuff. There's six routes. And, you know, you talk about the million-dollar idea. Well, guess what? This has raised more than $1 million for local schools, education programs here, and scholarships and all sorts of stuff that are youth-related. So this money all stays in the community. So if you're interested at all, there's definitely, again, 25 miles. You could do 25 miles right now. You might not enjoy it so much, but you know, if you go pedal a few times on the weekend, you're there. And what I see more and more are families doing it, which is great. I mean, they get out there and they enjoy the day. There's a great post-ride party that goes on, and if you're in a certain number of rides, you get a free a little ticket for a beverage of your choice, wink, 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 and a dinner, and it's all really, really good. So I have a friend coming from Kalispell, who's going to be the district governor in Rotary over there in Montana. And I challenged her to come on over here. So she's coming over to support our ride, too. So it's going to be a win-win for Sandpoint Rotary and the CHAFE 150. So if you want more information, check out chafe150.org. It'll be worth your time. I think what I'm going to do, Tag, is I'm going to take a short break right now. And then when I come back, I'm going to talk to Lisa Bond, who has a couple different hats on today. Her first hat will be talking about a great awareness campaign that happened and just wrapped up last week, which just knocked it out of the park. And then her other hat will be talking about Sassy, the Sandpoint area seniors. So we'll be right back. We'll join Lisa right after the break.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled and the site dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today.
Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
Spring savings continue with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Pick up a copy in-store. Jumbo Pack Annuals are 2 for $7. Bi-Mart Bagged Weed and Feed, Lawn Food, and Fertilizer are $11.99 each. Save $2 on Purina Dog Chow. Stag Chili is 2 for $4. And Skippy Peanut Butter Twin Packs are $9.99. Plus, get ready for your outdoor recreation for less. From fishing to camping and more, Bi-Mart has you covered. Save through Monday, April 28th. Bi-Mart, since 1955.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really worked so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's Live Radio Hour. I'm your host, David Keyes. I'm so glad you're joining us today. I picked up the Bonner County Daily Bee today, and those of you who know me know I have a little past with the Daily Bee, not in the news of record or the obituaries, but I used to run the paper for, many years, a long time ago now, though. One of the biggest events, at least special editions, was called the Progress Edition, and oh my gosh, you talk about the work that went into that. You're getting stories all over. You're trying to give a snapshot of your community in one publication. And it was always pretty hit or miss. It was always pretty good. It was always new information for people. But I must tell you, the one that came out today in the Herald and the Daily Bee is probably the best one I've ever seen. If you have a chance, it'll be online sooner or later, too. They do the PDF version of that. Check it out. It has stories on everything from why the wildlife refuges closed this summer in Bonner's Ferry, which I didn't know, to updates on some of the real interesting businesses that we have here, and they also focused on a bunch of the nonprofits. So it's worth your while for sure. If you haven't picked it up, again, it'll be online, but it's in today's Daily Bee and I'm pretty sure the Bonner's Ferry Herald. And also, as I'm going through my list of reminders, on May 9th at 6 p.m., the Panda Moms Red Carpet Gala, or Gala, depending on where you grew up, is on. And they're looking forward to having just a great night to give back and celebrate the history of the Panada, which, again, you've heard from Rob, my friend, before on this. I just want to make sure that if you have a chance, I hear the tickets are going quickly. So May 9th, 6 p.m., you can find it online on panada.org. You can't miss it. I think you don't want to miss it for sure. So I am now joined with Lisa Bond. Lisa, good seeing you today.
Good to see you as well, David, always.
Yeah, I was joking about the many hats she wears because she wears many hats. And she looks good in all of them, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're rocking it today. But one hat that she was wearing was part of an awareness campaign that the nonprofits in Bonner County, and maybe not just Bonner County, I think this time, put on. And I've heard nothing but it was a grand slam home run. Tell us about it.
It more than exceeded our expectations. The not only the financial outcome, but just the overall support from the community and the energy and the excitement. Many people even learning for the first time about some of the nonprofits that we have in
it
the
was
area.
About awareness, wasn't it? There's what, 70 or so nonprofits in that event
participated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's many more than that around.
Close to 400, I think, active ones.
Yeah. So the goal was set. You thought it was kind of conservative, but you never quite know when you set a goal for the first time
right.
or something, right? And that was about $70,000, and that's a lot of money in anybody's world.
Yes.
So,
and we were all excited in those first few days because the Monday when all of us were sending our totals in, we'd already met halfway, and so the excitement was just off the charts.
Right.
But then to exceed that
right.
and reach the number we did, it was amazing.
And what was that number?
You told me a few minutes ago. I think it's 203,000.
I'm going to say 213,000.
Okay.
So Lisa said,
short-term memory.
I know that number. And I said, no, you don't. So we were bantering back and forth because Dig, who was one of the main pushes behind this, I was at a Rotary meeting in Priest River, of all places, yesterday. And she was so happy to tell me about it. And she gave me, told me to give some happy bucks at the Sandpoint Rotary meeting at noon. And so that's why I know those numbers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and it's exciting just to know that there are so many good folks doing great work in our community. It's unsurpassed.
I would bet that nobody knows all of the different nonprofits and what they do.
Well, they have to be listed, right? So
right.
from a government 501c3 mm-hmm. perspective, you can look them up.
Right.
The ones that are active and really engaged in the community are closer to around 100, but there are 400 active nonprofits in this area serving all sorts of needs in our community.
Right.
Oftentimes, right. people don't even know, whether it's concerning housing or food or working with seniors, such as the Senior Center, mm-hmm. children, animals. It just runs the gamut. And also, of course, the festival at Sandpoint and some of the others, Kinnick-Sue Land Trust.
So it goes really big to very small, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Yeah, and each of them, I think, probably started with somebody's passion, you know, or they saw a need, right?
Need.
And
mm-hmm.
so now that keeps growing and growing and growing. And then Envision Center is a big part of that too, right? Isn't that kind of the place where that's
so
kind of the umbrella?
I consider, from my perspective, the Envision Center is really the collective, let's bring everybody together. So we have our nonprofit directors, collaborative meetings at the Envision Center. They provide all kinds of services, especially for the small nonprofits.
Right.
Whether it's copy paper or conference rooms or a space,
right.
They're really wonderfully supportive of the nonprofit community.
Yeah. And again, I think this has been a home run. But there's also another campaign kicking off next week. Is it statewide?
It is next week, and it's called Idaho Gives. And you're right, it is a statewide campaign. It was the Live Give 7B was the precursor. To make sure that we were really paying attention to North Idaho and those who wish to give locally and hear about nonprofits locally. But the statewide campaign allows for anyone in the state of Idaho to hear about the nonprofits, and I don't even know what the number is.
Can you imagine how many there are?
I really couldn't even begin to guess. But it really is a statement about how our communities come together for one another.
Right. The one thing I liked about the local drive was really bringing Priest River and that area into it as well.
Yes.
You know, it's funny, Sandpoint's kind of its own world sometimes, but I saw that even from the beginning. They said, let's reach out to Priest River, make sure
yes.
we're doing that. And I saw the Priest River Newport Rotary Club was in there. I saw some other groups there. I expect that to grow over the years too, because we know the need is there, right? It's more about getting people to know why I should give, the why.
Yes. I see that as the first annual. And,
yeah.
and for years to come, giving people an opportunity. And there are a number of folks who are actively searching for places to financially support
right.
or to volunteer or just spend time learning about. So
time, talent, and treasure, don't they call
that
still? Yeah. And we see that in every group. And people, the naysayers, will say that those are all starting to fail. You know, I look around, and I think the groups with a vision, with a purpose, with some horsepower behind them are growing right now, because we know the need is going to stay there no matter what.
The need is not going to decrease, David. Just is not.
Right. I was lucky enough to run into and talk to the international president for Rotary, and he said one thing about it: giving back is the ultimate cure for loneliness, whether it's in your pocketbook or whether it's going down to the food bank and helping, you know, box things up or whatever you can do.
It's true.
The hard part, I think, though, has always been finding where and how do I plug in? How do I make that connection? And what I've seen with this campaign is starting to know that why. So, okay, I know what I want to do. I think I have some time. How can I do that? Yeah. Can I walk dogs? Can I do this? Yep. I mean, and now you start seeing that working out more. Right. And I think that plugs people in.
It does. And you know, David, I press this a lot, the PAC, the purpose and adaptability and connection.
Gotcha.
Those are the three major sources of sustainability, in particularly in the senior population.
Sure.
So having a purpose, being able to give back, it doesn't matter whether it's knitting a square that day or serving and delivering meals or volunteering in all sorts of capacities, the ability to be adaptable and change your life around life circumstances. But connection, that's really where
that's
it's
key.
At.
That's key. It truly is. Mm-hmm. And one of the best places to connect, I hear, is a senior center, perhaps in Sandpoint. What's going on there? I don't want to cut you off totally on the other part, but let us know what's going on.
You know, we have events coming up all the time. You can check out our calendar online at sandpointareaseniors.org. Coming up in the very near future, you were talking about a Mother's Day event. We have a May 9th tea from 11 to 1. And someone who's very well known, Mary Fox, in our community.
Speaking of hats. No kidding.
Right?
How about that?
A woman after my heart.
I'm sure.
I guess I'm after hers, or however you want to look at it.
Right.
She'll be having a hat show that event. So it'll be a fundraiser tea. So we're very much looking forward to that. And then, of course, let's not forget about the Geezer Forum, which will be coming up on May 13th.
Okay.
So from 2:30 to 4, we will have estate planning for planning for the future, whether it's wills or power of attorneys, those kinds of things. They'll be there to answer questions and give a talk about that for seniors.
And where and when?
That's at the Umpqua Bank Building, which is also Marigold Bistro and Cafe. So
absolutely. And what time?
That's at 2:30 on May 13th.
Perfect, perfect. Mm-hmm. Do we have to register to show up, or just
you do not.
Drop by?
Just come by. And it, believe it or not, David, you don't actually have to be a geezer to come.
You're not checking IDs?
No, we are not checking IDs. You can be a prospective and hopeful geezer.
I like that idea. And so talking about wills and all that important stuff that nobody wants to talk about, you must have some experts coming in. I know you're moderating nowadays.
We do. But it's the ELTC law firm who will be the main presenters, Denise and her folks there. But we also will have some other folks who have their own businesses who will share information and have their materials.
Okay. So it's not a hard-pressed, tough sell type thing. It's more information. And if you'd like to know more, here's how you find out.
Yeah. Good. And I think, David, the important thing to remember is that these things become really difficult for us not only to talk about, but to just initiate.
Sure.
And sometimes just knowing the person and having a face with a name, people are more likely to say, okay, yep, that's something I really need to handle.
Yeah, and it's easy to put it off unless it's in front of your face a little
bit.
Because, oh, we're all going to live forever, it'll be no problem and all that. And then when you start coming down to the fact, wait a second, there is an expiration date on all of us, I've heard. Then you start getting serious about trying to help, your loved ones and things too.
I don't think you're getting out alive, David.
If you are, let me know. It'd be a great interview. I would look forward to that. I truly would. What else is going on in our community? What's going on at the Senior Center?
You know, at the Senior Center, I think the most important thing for people to know is that we serve the entire spectrum of seniors in the community. So if you are active and you are out there in the community, you hike and bike. Lunchtime is one of our biggest, Monday through Thursday at 11:30. So we invite everybody to come down and have lunch with us. Brenda does a wonderful job. And we also do home-delivered meals. And David, did you know that we do equipment rental as well, right? It's not even rental. You can
borrow. In fact, in our family, my mother-in-law borrowed several things. A wheelchair, as I recall. Yeah.
So those are some of the services that we have available there at the Senior
Center. Maybe somebody would just stop by and maybe take a look and see what you have to offer. Would you recommend that?
Absolutely. Come by. Ask for me. My name is Lisa. I'd love to chat with you.
Well, Lisa, if that's your real name, thank you for stopping by today. And thanks for, again, everything you do for our community, too. It's fun to see you doing all what you do. So we're going to take a break, though. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Downtown Sandpoint Business Association, all the cool stuff that's going on downtown, because 'tis the season. I think we're ending the shoulder season right now. So we'll be back to talk to Leilani and company after the break.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main in downtown Sandpoint. For the entire month of April, you can shop at any one of the participating retailers in the Sandpoint Shopping District. Bring your receipt back to 113 Main, and we'll give you a 10% discount off your entire bill. Don't sit around and dread the tax season or dwell on the mountain closing. Get out and shop great deals locally and save money at 113 Main.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. With spring right around the corner, now it's time to inspect your vehicle after months of harsh winter driving. In April, we are pleased to announce the return of Mopar's Buy 3, Get the 4th Tire for only a dollar sale. And with the purchase of a new set of tires, we're offering front-end alignments for $69.95. Remember, our certified technicians are performing same-day oil changes. We work on all makes and models, including Subaru, Toyota, and Honda. Pierce Auto Center.
O'Reilly. Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On Wednesday, April 30th, the Pondere Arts Council presents Collision of Rhythm at the Panetta Theater in Sandpoint. Collision of Rhythm is a dynamic duo comprised of tap dancing virtuoso Aaron Williams and beatboxing juggler Bronkar Lee. They fill the stage as a large ensemble would, moving from instrument to instrument with a high level of skill and diversity. Don't miss this exciting performance, perfect for the whole family. For tickets to Collision of Rhythm on April 30th, visit artinsandpoint.org. artinsandpoint.org.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live local radio hour, and I have a gaggle. I think that's how we'll measure it. A gaggle of DSBA right? people surrounding me here in the studio. Leilani, how are you?
I'm good. God, it's gorgeous outside.
Isn't it wonderful? It truly is. I mean, the dandelions are up. I've already mowed once. I mean, here we go.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting the hankering to mow. I have about 4 acres I get to mow. And so I get on my little thing, put my earbuds in.
Nice.
Go. It's great. Yeah.
Absolutely. You have some guests today.
I do. I have Sakura from Wildflowers, one of our newest members. They just joined this week. So
They're
going to just follow up and be a part of our group and get all the information that we get. And it's a beautiful spa up on top of, are you guys on the second floor, Sakura, or the third floor?
Second floor from ground level. If you go in, it will say third floor.
Right,
but
right.
It's the top level right over the lake.
It is.
You got to take the elevator to get
there. Yes.
Well, there are stairs.
I know.
It's the slowest elevator on earth, but you can take the elevator.
And the bathroom's in the basement, in case you're wondering there too, but that's a whole different story.
Right? So not their bathrooms. Yeah, you don't have to go to the basement for their bathrooms. It's beautiful up there. I've gone up for several things over the years.
Oh, I mean, it is wonderful. I, I haven't been there as a customer, but I've been there before, and it's like there's no front. All of a sudden, you look out, and there's a lake right
and
there.
And there's
you
a
just
lake.
Walk in, it's all glass windows. There's two balconies. It's all on the
lake.
Yeah,
there's
it's
no
stunning.
Place better. I mean, no. As far as just watching the world. Do you have any other guests today?
I do. I have Josh from Vive Broadband and his beautiful boss, Taylor. She's not going
to
talk today.
You know, it's funny. She's been trying to fight for a microphone, but we're not going to give it to her.
I mean, know, right? Because she's so chatty.
Oh, I know.
She's so chatty.
Well, downtown Sandpoint is always a hub from now until Labor Day, really.
Oh, yeah.
And you're already starting to see it. The Cedar Street Bridge has been busy, I've noticed. First and Cedar has been busy. That's really been pretty cool. And I think all we're going to do is see more. And I hope, even though the Canadians might not be coming down like they have before, I think what will happen is people from, think about Coeur d'Alene, even Spokane coming north, because they know it won't be as crowded as sometimes.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so. I think a lot of our locals that feel like, oh, I don't want to go because it's too busy, there's no place to park, they're gonna find downtown very inviting.
Yeah, I think so. And they'll also notice there's some new businesses down there, too. So if you haven't walked through First and Cedar especially, and I always call that our main street. Not accurate, but it's to me, when people say, close your eyes and think about your hometown, what do you think of? You usually think of your main street. And in my mind, looking at the old Ross Hall pictures and all that, it's First and Cedar.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. Well, and you know what? And the thing I love about the Downtown Business Association is that is your thought, but we really go all the way from first to fifth.
Right.
I mean, we have some great businesses. Verdant Plants just moved over to right next to Joel's.
Right.
And Vive is over on 5th, and Tomlinson is over on 5th. Oh, we did get another new business. I just, excuse me, forgot.
It's all in the timing. Live radio. You got to love it, too. So she's been working up for this moment, and she's still, is there a Dr. Heimlich out there somewhere?
Is there a Dr. Yeah, that'd be great. Pure West Christie's.
Oh, yeah, right. New office.
Yes.
Yep. Yep, that's
Sorry
good.
About that.
No, it's all good. You're emotional about it. That's good.
I'm so ecstatic about that. So
we're seeing the changes happen. And there aren't many vacant spots anymore. There's maybe some second story spots that are available for office places. But as far as, the retail part, it looks pretty good. It's a good selection. and it's worth a walk. It really, truly is.
Yes.
And like you're saying, there might be an opportunity this year to kind of not have so much elbow. You have a little more elbow room than some years.
Elbow room, parking. Yeah. We just, our city council, or our city, just is in the process of finishing up the city lot, and it's going to look beautiful. It's
going to
have 8 new spots. I mean, it'll be really nice.
I think we're on the right track with that for sure, too. And one thing about it, most of the businesses downtown are really mom-and-pop operations, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And so they, they have certain times where they need to make all of their money for the year. And sometimes it's during the ski season, somewhat for some. But really, it's summertime here.
Summertime.
So if there's fewer people downtown, that means there might be fewer people shopping. So, again, if you haven't been downtown for a while, check out the parking lot, first of all things. That thing has been neat.
Oh, it's
going to
be beautiful, yeah.
But just all the stores. I mean, Larson's has been there forever. I mean, you look around and you come across the Eve's Leaves. You just kind of mentally walk through downtown, and it's really iconic. It truly is. But you also have something cool going on, Spring Fling.
I do, Spring Fling is Shop, Hop, and Win Saturday, this coming Saturday, April 26th. From 1 to 6, you can grab a passport. We're going to do the kickoff at the Cedar Street Bridge. They're going to be doing some sips and snacks as well at down by Carousel. And a lot of the other businesses are going to have extra giveaways. I'll have about $750 worth of gift cards just to give away in that 1 hour.
Wow.
So if you're out and about, come on down and do that. So the passport, you basically grab a passport. You go and get a minimum of 4 of the businesses sign off. Go to a business that you haven't been to before. That's what I always say, because then you have absolutely no idea.
Right.
You walk into Burlwood Dreams and you've never been in there, and there's something for everybody in there, for the kids. They have games. I mean, it's beautiful.
And a lot of businesses here, and some, again, some people wouldn't recognize, and I think that's, again, here's your golden opportunity to walk into a business and check it out. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Even if you're not buying anything today, at least it's someplace you could take your, you know, you could take your friends back to or family that comes in.
Right. So asking for a friend on this. So if you went to the 219 and bought four drinks, do I count as four visits or?
No. You're asking for a friend.
I was.
Yeah, no, that probably wouldn't work too well. Because I would say the same thing for, you know, the Pondere Winery or Barrel 33. I'd be like, can I buy four glasses of wine and get them all stamped? Yeah, right. No.
There's an asterisk by this. Okay, I got it. Okay.
But the beautiful part is, as we partnered up this spring fling with a local artist named Drea, and she's going to be at the Cedar Street Bridge for the 1 to 2 time frame, signing prints and posters and things for people. And then we partnered up with Festival at Sandpoint. They gave us a pair of tickets to Kansas August 1st. And then we're partnering that with a grand prize of $500 worth of our gift cards. And they also gave us, and it says second prize, but they're both grand prizes.
Oh, yeah.
A pair of tickets to see Toad the Wet Sprocket, Semionic, and Sixpence None the Richer,
right.
July 26th, with an additional $500 with the gift cards.
Wow, that's actually really good gifts, too.
Right.
You know, I was on the festival board for 20 years or so.
Wow.
And you could always spot the ones that were going to sell out. And you always admired the companies and the groups that buy the ones first, because now all of a sudden, and I can tell you, and I'll have the festival people here next week, but I'll tell you that Kansas is going to sell out
Sooner
or later. And so now what will happen is you'll be kicking yourself because, one, you didn't buy the season pass.
Right.
And two, you made a deal with your buddy coming from out of town to go see Kansas, and you're in trouble that way. So this is one way to guarantee or at least have a shot at winning and keeping those tickets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then you've got $500 worth of gift cards to take people out.
Yeah.
The other thing that we're asking people to do is just to take their passport once they got it filled out, sign it, and put their phone number and email on it, and drop it at one of our restaurants or bars. And we have on the passport, it has them highlighted in bold. So 113 Main, 219 Lounge, Burger Dock, Barrel 33, Connie's Cafe, Jalapenos, Marigold Bistro, which is the old Tango, Panea's Bistro up in the bridge, Pondere Winery, Sunshine on Cedar, which is up in the bridge. And if you're from Hawaii, you have to go there. Because we Hawaiian people, we love our food, and they make every single week they do a special, and they have some incredible sushi and spam musubis, you name it, they got it. It's Hawaiian. We love
them. That is high praise from a Hawaiian.
Oh, yeah. That is high praise from a Hawaiian. Exactly. Okay. And then the District Bistro also has some incredible food and wines from all over the world.
You bet. So again, you pop downtown, you get the passport.
Yep.
You make your way around. And again, there's no pressure to buy anything. Show and tell.
Just come in and enjoy our town. Yeah. Get to know that most of the people, like you said, most of the people are mom and pop shops.
Yep.
The owners are there in the store. Yep. 98%. And there's quite a few lady owners, which I love because, you know, I'm a girl, so.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. Well, your shop at Wildflowers, is it owned by?
Yeah, it's women
a girl.
Owned locally. It's actually been passed down. So a local by the name of Duray started it years ago. And
Duray Owens,
owner,
remember her?
Yeah.
She's awesome. Yep.
And our current owner worked for her, and Duray sort of mentored her into that business.
Oh, now see how beautiful is
that? So then they had moved from, they were in a different location, and they moved to their current location years ago now. But it's been a small town success story because Duray back in the day would have she'd make little, I call them potions, but different things, you know, she'd sell for skin care and all that kind of stuff. And she did really well with that for sure, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I loved living there, so.
So we've got all the roses here. We have a thorn over here, too.
I know, right? You got the three beauties.
Why is he
Taylor,
here?
Lay, and Sakura. Now we got to talk to Josh. Josh. Blow it up, Josh. Tell us what Vibe is doing.
Why would somebody stop by Vibe? I want
to
know that.
Well, definitely stop by to meet my team because they're all excellent, and we would love to provide you guys with your passports for this particular subject for sure, because we are really excited to be a part of the group. But otherwise, you know, me as Vibe, my goal is to really just start building these relationships within the community, and that's really what's kind of uncovered here with being a part of DSBA and what's putting us, our vibe really in front of all the folks that we need to be, and just showing that we want to be here, and we've been here before as Northland Cable, and we've grown into Vive, and therefore we are that community as well. So we just want to continue to let people know that we're here, and we're excited to be in the community, and we'd love to help.
Well, that's the attitude you want, for sure. It's all hands on deck on these things, for sure. And it is first annual, but I think this will keep going. You know, this connection you're going to have with the festival.
Oh, absolutely.
That's awesome. It truly is. We've got about a minute left is all. Time flies. Anything you want to add? It was a test.
That's awesome.
Well, very good. So Cedar Street Bridge, I know that's near and dear to your heart, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
it really
is kind of the hub down there. I hear it's full. Is it? Full?
Yeah, it's full. Yeah. And there was a couple of spaces that they needed to add some people, and we were able to get the ceramics. She opened up the second space, and boy, she's got so many people that are – it's four members that are going in and building their own pottery. It's incredible what she's doing up there. Yeah. Even though she's not a member yet, I'm working on her. Jamie is an awesome, awesome gal.
Well – I think it's one of those things that you have to go look and see and check it all out yourself. So I want to thank Scora and Josh and Leilani and whatever your name's over there without the microphone, who remain nameless for us, for stopping by today. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Steve Cordori, who, you talk about old businesses here in town. Six Star Automotive has like the best reputation if you have like a Toyota, Honda type of cars, which we take there all the time. And I wanted to get a chance to meet him. So we're going to talk to Steve after the break.
He's a good guy.
Attention North Idaho. Your favorite Highway 95 trading post is closing its doors. Mountain Traders is hosting a store-wide clearance and total liquidation sale. Antiques, taxidermy, clothes, books, log merchandise displays, shelves, concession equipment, commercial glass refrigerator, military tents, 85 Hummer, low miles, insulated tiny house, and so much more. Time is growing short, so stop into Mountain Traders today. Located just 15 minutes north of Ponderay, 490-870 Highway 95, mountaintraders.net.
Come on, relax with us on a summer night.
Your Northwest League champion Spokane Indians are home tonight through Sunday at Avista Stadium against the San Francisco Giants affiliate, the Eugene Emeralds. First pitch tonight, 6:35.
Back to the left field wall, going, and it's gone for a home run.
Tonight, in the Northwest, AGC presents First Responder Appreciation Night. Help the Spokane Indians thank all first responders of the Inland Northwest. Local first responders will be on hand to do demonstrations and show off their vehicles and equipment. For tickets, go to SpokaneIndians.com. There's baseball through Sunday at Avista Stadium. Friday, Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino presents a fireworks spectacular. And this Saturday, we have fireworks again, courtesy of Holiday Heating, Cooling, Electric. For tickets and game times, go to SpokaneIndians.com. That's SpokaneIndians.com.
Going, it is gone!
It's a home run.
It's First Responders Appreciation Night. Always free parking. For tickets and game times, SpokaneIndians.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.com.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start May 14th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
News Talk 97.1.
Here for a good time. Not a long time. Not a long time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's Live Local Radio Hour. I am your host, David Keyes. Thank you so much for tuning in and finding us wherever you found us. But I'm glad you're listening live. But we also simulcast this, and it's also a kind of a podcast situation on NorthIdahoRadio.com. And that's usually put up a couple hours after the show's done. You can find us there for 24/7. So, in fact, if my guest, Steve Corridori, wants to ever hear his voice again, he can find it out there. And in fact, his wife can do that. The whole gang down at Six Star Automotive can probably find it. Steve, I want to welcome you to the Live Local Radio Hour.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Yeah. So you have worked there before you became owner. So tell us about Six Star Automotive. And just so you know, if you have, especially in our world, we've had Subarus, Hondas, and all sorts of vehicles. We've had a Ford Edge in there. They do all sorts of cars, but they're famous around town anyway for the Subarus, especially in Toyotas, it seems like. But they also do almost anything that rolls in there. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a couple things that we don't do. Diesels, specifically, we have another partner company that we work with. I kind of talked to the other business owners, shop owners in the area to kind of figure out how do we all specialize and do what we do best.
Smart.
Yeah, so yeah, we don't do diesels. We don't do most Europeans. We can do the Audi and Volkswagen, but yeah, that's I'm trying to I want to do what we do really well and not try to branch out too far too fast.
Sure, like in your wheelhouse.
Exactly.
Literally,
yeah.
That way, yeah, for sure.
If I do it, I want to do it right. I don't want to have a possibility of doing something that doesn't hit the par. So.
And I think that most people, in fact, everybody I know, would say that you do it right. In fact, I think Best of Bonner County, you've been voted number one a few times in a row now for all of that. And it seems like you guys, especially some of the new computer systems that you're using for customer service stuff. I'm getting reminders now that my Ford Edge, which has a million miles on it, is due for a couple things. And so technology is a pretty real deal with you, isn't it?
Yeah. The industry, I think, as a whole, since I've been doing it, has been really lacking behind in the technology front, at least when it comes to shops and the customer service. So I've been really working hard to get into the more cutting edge of the technology to kind of help with, speed, efficiency, productivity, but mostly just making sure that we do everything accurately.
Right. So you measure customer satisfaction by getting it right.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. It's like you have so many things to juggle kind of on a daily basis. So being able to have a system in place that allows you to keep track of everybody so nobody gets left behind. Making mistakes is probably the best way to learn, and we've definitely made a few.
Yeah, that's the most expensive way to do it, but in the long run, it sticks with you for sure. It's been funny. You've been a great partner with Northwest Auto Body over the years, and it keeps getting stronger all the time.
Yeah.
One, because you're so good, and you're also easy to get along with, too, and it seems like they throw you a couple curveballs every once in a while, and you always hit it out of the park. So that partnership is important, isn't it? I think it's cool, though, that you mentioned that you get good at what you're good at, and you stay there and get better at it, right? You hire people who are good at that part, and you train them up, and then things that don't quite fit, you pass off to somebody else who's better at that, frankly, anyway, and more efficient, so customers are happier that way and all that, too. So good.
I love being with partnering with Northwest. We don't do body work. It's a totally different, a lot more art than mechanic. We're a lot more digital analytical, when it comes to replace parts, do diagnosis, test, yes, no, plus minus. Body work is a lot more fluidity, and that's just not something that technicians generally are, it's pass fail,
Right. No, and you're right about, you find people are good at what they do. So why go that direction when you're good at X, send Y away like you're doing that way. So I also noticed that you started, you joined BNI, which is Business Networking International. And part of that, in fact, if you haven't heard about it, it's a networking organization. Probably 35 strong or so now, I think, or so in town, all over the world, frankly, but it's all about referrals. And so how's that worked out for you so far? What have you learned about BNI? Although I've noticed you've sent Mrs. Corridori lately, but how's that working out for you?
Yeah, so I don't know if I've had, I don't think I've had very many referrals from BNI yet, but I definitely have used a couple of the people that I've met from BNI a few times now. It's been very, very helpful. I haven't been there myself as much because, you know, I'm looking for more people at this point. Is that I'm rather understaffed, so I'm kind of living there right now to try and find more people. I'm working on it. I'm getting close, but no, that's the finding more people is definitely my next main goal.
Are you still getting your hands dirty, or are you mostly in the front office now?
In the office now, which is it's helpful. You know, I've been a technician for 25 years, so I've really got that kind of nailed down. And training guys is not difficult for me, but the customer service aspect has been something that I never really got deep into, and now you know I don't really have a choice. So it's
now that it's yours.
I like it. One, and I'm finding that kind of calling of helping people. The why of what we do rather than just the what. We don't just fix cars, we help people. That's the main thing, is that people come in and they don't know what's going on. They're lost and they just need somebody they can trust and confide in, and that's what we're there for. We want to make sure that we help them.
And you do that for sure. There's a book, Discover Your Why, and it sounds like you alluded to that a little bit. Simon Sinek is the writer on that. And it translates to almost everything people do, whether it's Rotary, whether it's your church commitments, whether it's your personal commitments, discovering why you're there is important, because some people never quite figure that out. Some businesses, scatter to the wind. If you tell me that who's your best customer, if you say everybody is, that's a problem, isn't it? So you have already narrowed that part of it down and trying to help more people. How do you keep your reputation as good as it is? I mean, it's an at-bat situation, right? So every time you're working on vehicles, something's got to happen every once in a while. How do you handle that? How do you keep that great reputation?
So I've just kind of trusted my instincts, when it comes, and the things that I've learned from, I've worked for a lot of different people. I've worked for some really awesome guys, and I've worked for some guys that I've learned a lot from in maybe not so positive way.
Sure.
So I've gleaned from that and seen customer interactions and seen customers, angry or frustrated or disappointed or whatever, and kind of learned, I always just try to put myself in that position. What would I, if I was in their spot, how would I like to be treated? And really it's just, if we do the right thing, which is what we try to do all the time. I mean, I make sure that we do that all the time. So if you have the truth on your side, then it's, there's really all you have to do is just kind of explain, so anytime we have a problem, usually there's an issue with miscommunication, not necessarily like we did something immoral or wrong.
Sure.
It's just that they didn't understand or we didn't understand. And then we just, all right, well, if I've got to eat something, I'll eat it. And I just want to make you happy. I just want to help. That's really the boil of the whole thing down, is I just really want to help people.
And it's funny in your world, especially, and partially in my world too, it's the ability to be able to fix something.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something going on that way, you fix it and you make it better and you make people happy. And this is radio, but I'm getting funny faces behind me there. Pat Murphy, thank you very much for doing that. So, but the fact is that, again, that you can make it right. So tell me, looking forward, I know you're so busy with the day-to-day stuff. Where do you see Six Star going? Is there something that you're looking at, some kind of maybe personnel change or perhaps a new line that you're looking at? Tell us what's going on in the latest and greatest world of repairs.
Yeah, so my next big goal is to try to get the shop to operate as much as it can without me. So getting people that I can trust, that can run the store the way that I would, as much as possible. That's one of the things that these books that you read talk about, is that nobody does it like you, and you have to be okay with that, right? So, I accept that. And it's just getting the right culture, right? I mean, I had some issues with culture before, and I had to, some people I had to let go. So I'm trying kind of focus on that. Like, how do I keep the culture solid so that way, happy people take care of people a lot better than unhappy people. So
absolutely.
And then I really like to, once I get the shop to the point where it's fully self-sustainable, then perhaps another location would be really nice. I mean, kind of like you guys, like in the Bonner's Ferry area.
Yeah,
like to see us go that direction.
It's been great for Northwest Auto Body, for sure. And you never quite know, do you? You never know when you're ready for it either. Yeah. And that's what's been fun about watching, Northwest Auto Body grow like that too. It's happened, and it's a very successful move for all of us, for sure, too. Well, Steve, gosh, it's been great getting to know you, and I've been a frequent flyer lately for a Six Star, but when I saw you starting to reach out to a BNI and stuff, I could tell you're really trying to widen a little bit, and it's hard because, again, you're still feet on the ground trying to go 100 miles an hour. So, but I want to thank you for coming today. It's, again, great seeing you, and we will we'll catch up again soon. So I think with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and we look forward to seeing all of you on the radio again next week, where we have three guests already lined up, so we're looking really good. So, again, have a great week. You take care.